It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Hello and welcome to another edition of our Wednesday evening Chadron State Sports Journal show. There is more change to the Eagle game schedule, and it's not due to the pandemic for a change. Softball was supposed to host Regis on Saturday and Sunday in a four-game series at the CSC Softball Complex, but an old problem we're used to seeing in the spring is the reason for this week's change. Take one look around town, and all those huge snow mounds are an example of the issues facing the grounds crew, and the decision was made this morning to move this weekend's softball games to the weekend of May 8th and 9th. They'll still be played in Chadron, but now on the original RMAC tournament weekend, which I'm told's now been moved back a week to the 15th and 16th of May in order to allow an open week for RMAC schools to get these snow out games played or any pandemic postponed games in. So the next action for the CSC softball squad will be the final weekend in March with a road series at New Mexico Highlands. The Eagles will be looking to snap a four-game losing streak after being swept at Colorado Christian. On to CSC track and field now, where star sophomore Nashawn Jernigan is an All-American. He placed eighth in the long jump at Indoor Nationals in Birmingham, Alabama, with a jump of 23 feet 10 and a quarter inches. Jernigan becomes the sixth CSC male to earn the honor of All-American in the event. The Eagle volleyball team is taking another long road trip for matches this weekend. CSC plays Fort Lewis and Colorado Christian in Durango, Colorado, as part of a three-team pod Saturday. Action begins with the Eagles and the host Skyhawks on the court at 11 a.m. Can the Eagles make the volleyball postseason tournaments by getting in the top eight? CSC has three matches left on the regular season schedule, and with a 2-7 RMAC record, they are sitting in 13th place as of today. However, the eight teams ahead of the Eagles have four or fewer conference wins, so if Chadron State can win out and get five conference victories, they'll potentially have a slim shot at sneaking in, but they need some help. Eagle Women's Golf gets the clubs out in Pueblo, Colorado on Sunday and Monday coming up. It's the El Chapo Classic hosted by CSU Pueblo at Walking Stick Golf Course. This was the first tournament canceled a year ago when COVID-19 really became a worldwide situation, and the Eagles didn't play golf the remainder of last season. But back in the 2019 tournament, Chadron State placed 14th. Alpine Hickstein shot back-to-back 83s. She tied for 58th place and will be excited, surely, to compete again this weekend. I'll visit with you again next week with the latest from CSC Athletics right here on the Chadron State Sports Journal.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.